You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast Special Survivor News Edition. I serve as your humble and oh so gracious host, Bryce Isaiah, and I thank you for tuning in to this special episode. As always, you can subscribe to the Purple Pants Podcast. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you can find podcasts. The Purple Pants Podcast awaits for you to hit subscribe, write a review, and give your baby boy some 5 stars. And with this exclusive Survivor News preseason interview, you can follow along to this audio podcast at the Bryce Isaiah YouTube channel. That's BRICEIZYAH. Go over to YouTube, hit subscribe, give this video a thumbs up, and let us know in the comments what you think about this Survivor player. Wendell and I are honored to be joined by Survivor contestant and Philadelphia's own James Jones. We find out how he has prepared for the season and his love of Survivor. So I'm going to do enough talking because, listen, we are hours away from the Survivor season 43 premiere. So let's get into this exclusive preseason interview.
Survivor News. Survivor News. Survivor News. Survivor News.
Survivor News.
And we are back with the Purple Pants Podcast with our Survivor News Edition. Survivor is only hours away at this point, and we are here with an exclusive preseason interview. And welcome back, Posse. So let's formally welcome back to the podcast my brother, okay, the winner of Ghost Island, the host of the Wendell Holland YouTube page. And if you're not following it, you better do yourself a favor and ensure that you subscribe to the Wendell Holland YouTube page. But we could not also forget the first merge boot of season 30 and everybody's favorite dad, Wendell Holland. What's popping? Welcome back.
What's
first
up,
of all, don't hit the bell when I hit the bell, okay?
Bryce, I can self-bell sometimes, okay?
Listen, welcome back. We are excited. Season 43 is literally, Wendell, hours away.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I'm very excited.
I am excited. First of all, where are we going to be at tomorrow for the premiere?
Ooh, tomorrow we'll be in New York City at Bounce, right in Manhattan for this incredible event. We have so many great, great guests and surprise guests. We have one of the biggest surprise guests we've ever had, Bryce.
Oh, I'm excited. And yes, so we will be in Bounce, New York City tomorrow, followed by 10-5 in Houston, then and 10-19 Philadelphia. Then we'll be in Boston, then Washington, D.C. I can't talk this morning. And we will be ending it in L.A. with the finale. So we are excited. Tickets are available. You can click the link in my bio, Bryce Isaiah or Wendell Holland, or you can go follow the Bryce and Wynn Present page and, you know, get all the tour updates. But listen, enough about that. Wendeezy, first of all, I've been reading a lot of the preseason bios. It's my favorite thing to do. And we don't have one. We got two, but three people from the Philadelphia area on this season of Survivor 43. Drop the four and you can call it three because we got three people in Philly. We've got Mariah, we've got Lindsay, and I am so excited for this preseason interview with none other than Jay to the Jones. So let's formally welcome to the podcast, James Jones. What it do, James?
Yo, like, this is almost a dream come true. Like, this dream didn't exist a couple years ago, but now the dream is here. I'm, like, on the Purple Pants podcast. I'm the freak of the week. I was the freak of last week, you know? Oh. I feel like I'm doing my thing right now as much as I can. So I'm excited to be here. Thank you, Bryce. Thank you, Wendell. And, I'm excited.
James, it was only a matter of time, my man. Like, whether you were going to be on Survivor or not, you were going to be on the pod with us.
I thank you very much. I mean, I'm glad that I'm here. I'm glad I can contribute to the excellentness that is happening. I'm doing words like Bryce does.
You know? Don't see here, like James, we trying to start off on a positive note. Okay.
Understood. I got it. Understood.
You didn't do well in It's a Look. Okay. You had your thumbs and your hands all out. So listen, we trying to start off good. But speaking of It's a Look, you know, I did a cast reveal with Rob Sesternino, and I'm so happy to have you here. What I want to know is, how long have you been a Survivor fan, James?
So I've been watching Survivor since it started. So like literally watched the first episode, saw Richard Hatch win. Like that's my jam. I was in school when it started. So, you know, we didn't have any cable or didn't have that good of a signal at FAMU. So I fell off a little bit. But when I got back, I saw Earl win his season and I've been hooked ever since, like literally maybe the last 15 years, every single episode, watched episodes multiple times. Like I've been a Survivor fan for a minute. Like I was super excited to see, I saw you on it. I saw Wendell on the show and I was just like, yo, I can get out there and possibly get out there and do it. And the technology made it easier to send in videos and do that type of thing. But I've been a Survivor fan forever. Idols, when they first came in the game, when there was one, we had to bury and look for them for 10 days. Back to when, you know, Russell started finding them to, like, you know, now drop the four, add the three, you know. We have
James, that math ain't math, bro. James, you mentioned
that doesn't exist on this podcast. You know, we in a different world right now. The fun okay. world. Would you call it, Wendell?
Yeah, that. Uh huh. James, you mentioned FAMU as a HBCU grad from Morehouse. It's great to see another HBCU alum on the show, and also as a Philadelphia resident, it's great to see another Philadelphian out there. And we've had some great survivors. We've had like Jerb, Ramona, Russ, Bryce, myself.
The Philadelphia lineage of Survivor, starting with Jervis season one with the Eagle shirt. You got Ramona, Russell was dominating before, you know, he had his issue. You know, we had, you know, Bryce in there, you know, Kagion killing it. Wendy's, yo, man, it's a hard game. Yo, it was good to watch, yo. You know, I will not slander my fellow Philly brothers in the game. You know, I just, I'm excited to join. You know, watching you win your first season and watching your second season as well.
How did that second season go, though, James?
Okay. I mean, you know, you take the good with the bad. You know, I mean, you know. So it's just good to see you learn from people winning and learn people's mistakes. And hopefully, you know, I'm able to take those into the game.
Yes, I like to think that I crawled so that Wendell could walk, and we are fingers crossing that you can fly. What I want to know, though, is for this season, James, how did you prepare for going on Survivor?
So in my backyard, I may have set up an obstacle course. I may have had a balance beam. I may have had a fire pit. I may have purchased a whole bunch of puzzles, so I may be good at puzzles. So I may have, like, you know, rewatching the – I had a certain way I rewatched the seasons. So I would rewatch the seasons without watching Tribal Council. I rewatched the seasons just watching, like, the first challenge segments of the pre-merge, just to kind of get a feel for how things were going. And just trying to make sure I can position myself to make it, you know, pretty far in the game, hopefully.
So it sounds like you may have set up a lot of things. I hope he actually set up those things, Bryce.
I would hope so as well, but, you know, we don't know.
James, question. What is or what was your strategy going into the season?
I mean, my strategy, I wanted to be super nimble. At the end of the day, it's a people game. So, you can have all the strategy in the world, but you need people to execute those strategies. So, if I'm a coach and I have a team playing the basketball, I heard you can hoop, Wendell, a little bit. It's like you have to deal with the players you have. Like, if you have a point guard that shoots first, you have Allen Iverson on your team. You need defense around him. But if you have another player who is a shooter, like Ray Allen, you need somebody to get on the ball. So, like, I wanted to make sure that I wasn't so locked in to a strategy that I wasn't able to be nimble enough to switch based on the people I played with. So I didn't want to go in there with a hardcore, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that. I really wanted to let the game come to me.
Okay. So can we expect a James be nimble type symbol?
James be nimble, James be quick. Y'all, I mean, I wish, you know. I mean, I don't know what to tell. I feel like you just got to tune in. I mean, it's a whole new era, you know. I had a good time out there. It was just good being just joining the family, and I'm excited to just kind of see, you know, if I was as good a Survivor player as I thought I was going to be. And we'll see.
We will see in a couple of hours. And speaking of the Survivor family, when you were going out there to Fiji to be on Survivor, in your mind, were there any Survivor players that you tried to model your game after?
So I would say, like, top of the mind, I kind of like Earl Crow. Earl is probably my number one because Earl just didn't get any votes. He didn't. For some reason, they just didn't see him as a threat, being a super athletic, charismatic guy. So how he did manage to navigate that structure was good. I mean, I kind of look at Survivor like I look at mentors. Like, no one is perfect, and it takes luck. But you want kind of a hodgepodge of different people. So you had a little Earl in there. There was a little Wendell in there, you know, like, keep it smiling, have people, like, you know, kind of like me. There's a little bit of kind of everybody, a little bit of Sandra, anybody but me, a little bit of Russell, like, making sure you're controlling the chaos. You want people to feel uncomfortable. Like, a lot of different, I looked at a lot of different players in the history, like Jeremy, like, you know, certain people, like a Sugar. A Sugar played a great game where, like, she basically controlled that, you know, whole entire game. Didn't manage the jury well, but just taking the positive aspects of, you know, even the newer era, just when to hold on control, let go of control. So just try to take, like, different tenets in the game. Like, what tenets am I taking into the game and moving with those tenets? And hopefully that does me well.
Very nice. Very nice, James. We are running short of time, but we do want to get a few more questions in. I want to know what... It's a two-part question. What's it mean to be a Black man in reality TV in 2022? And also, what's it mean to be an HBCU grad going into reality TV in 2022?
I mean, I will start with the second leading to the first. So being an HBCU grad is something that's really big to me. I went to school on a full scholarship, 1,000 miles away from school, and it was like a big family. So I had a family away from my family when I was in Philadelphia down in Florida. Just be able to represent, hopefully shed light, hopefully know that there's different alternatives to you know, college. Like, you can go to a PWI, which is great, but you do have HBCUs that are great places to go and give you a family atmosphere. And just being on the show, the response from the FAMU community has been crazy. So, like, I feel like the whole FAMU is going to be watching from my era that was there. And a lot of them haven't seen Survivor. So, like, they're going to be fresh to the game, mad at everybody. It's not me. So I'm excited to see the memes. I'm excited to see, yo, you crazy. I'm excited to see everything. So it ended up being a black man is a part of that. And it's like Survivor's the real world. So you're still navigating those same social structures that you would do at the workplace when you're just in Philadelphia walking around. Like, when it's just the same thing. It's very interesting. So just being a black male survivor is like being a black man in America in this world. And, you know, it's been something that, you know, I take pride in, you know. So I like joining. I'm glad I'm joining the survivor community. It's great joining the black survivor community. It's great, great to join the Philadelphia survivor community. So I'm just happy to be in all the survivor communities. So, yeah.
Yeah, we love that. And also shout out to Sharia Lloyd from Survivor China. She also is a FAMU alum. So I know that has to make her amazing. Next question, Wendell, because I know to the side of your desk, just get the Ghost Island DVD.
You mean this?
James, we need to know, is it Ghost Island or Survivor? What do you find?
Or Ghost Island or who?
I mean, Ghost Island or Cagayan. What is your favorite season? And answer it correctly because, you know, so what you got to say, James?
I'm gonna go with Winners at War.
Okay, and that's a fine answer. And who won Winners at War?
I believe that was Tony, who was on
Kagiya. And what was his first season? Thank you so much, James. Okay, we got that question.
You know what?
He answered the question. Okay, listen.
I don't know if he answered it or not. I know James's internet's a little funny, so we're just gonna move on to one of our favorite parts, where we play word association.
Oh, shoot.
And we are going to give you a word, and we want you to say what comes to your mind first. It doesn't have to be one word that comes to your mind. Just say what comes to your mind first.
Anything, not survivor-related, just life.
Just anything, James. Anything. All right,
cool. All right.
And we're keeping it quick. So first and foremost, Philly.
Cheese sticks.
Okay. Food.
Deliciousness.
Megan Good.
I love.
Okay. All right. The ladder.
Jonathan.
All right. HBCUs.
You know, the Rattlers. You know, the only one.
Morehouse.
Okay.
I think it was my turn. Funny guy.
Purple Pants Podcast.
Yo, crazy. Gotta tune in.
Okay. 420.
It is a very good day. I think it's a nice highway. it's a highway that, you know, that it's a big highway across the country, somewhere, you know, interstate.
Indeed.
James, our time is coming to an end. This podcast, I feel like if this does not get the posse excited, I don't know what will. Before we close out, James, let the Purple Pants posse know where they can follow you at on Instagram and Twitter.
So I'm pretty simple. On Instagram is J2DA Jones. On Twitter is J2DA Jones. On TikTok is J2DA Jones. You know, like, keep it, you know, one,
you,
two, three.
You can tell you grew up in the 2000s because, you know, it was that duh back in the day.
my aim, J2.
Not the aim.
My BlackBerry Messenger is there too. You know, all that good stuff, you know, find me.
MySpace.
Come on with the
My Black Panther page.
Oh.
Philly Hot Boy.
You know what?
Philly Hot Boy. Okay. Get this guy out of here, bro.
At this point, James, truly an honor to welcome you into the Survivor community and especially the Philly community. We look forward to rooting you on tomorrow at the season premiere of Survivor 43. James, we're rooting for you. Wendell, we appreciate you. And as always, you can check out Survivor News exclusively on the Purple Pants Podcast. So we will see you later in this week. We're rooting for you, James. And this has been your exclusive James Jones interview with the Purple Pants Podcast. And that is going to conclude our preseason interview with Philly's own James Jones from Survivor Season 43. Every week, you can tune into Survivor News on Purple Pants Podcast, where Jack Atkins, Wendell Holland, and myself will be breaking down every episode of Survivor 43. So make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast and make sure you head over to YouTube and subscribe to the Bryce Isaiah YouTube page. Listen, Survivor Season 43 is here. Issa.
It's the purple pants. It's the purple pants. It's the purple pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the purple pants podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the purple pants podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the purple pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back though. It's the purple pants. It's the purple pants.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.